We speak different languages, we come from different cultures, but here we are, studying Australia.
Welcome to today's episode. I'm your host, Felicity. It has been another crazy time in the world. To escape the craziness, I turn to books, and the library sure does have a lot of books for learning English. For example, in this book, English Vocabulary in Use by Cambridge University Press, there might be some useful informal expressions about time. For example, once in a blue moon. We only meet once in a blue moon. Once in a blue moon means very infrequently. All his born days. He has spent all his born days in the same village. All his born days means all his life. In a mole, in a sack, in a tick, in less than no time, in a jiffy. I'll be there in the mole. I'll be there in a sack. I'll be there in a tick. I'll be there in less than no time. I'll be there in a jiffy. They all means very soon. For donkey's years, since the year dot. He has been working here for donkey's years. He has been working here since the year dot. They both means for a long time. Till the cows come home. We can talk about this, till the cows come home, but I'm not going to change my mind. Till the cows come home means forever. For keeps, for good. Did she give you this for good? Did she give you this for keeps? Did she give you this for good? They both mean to keep forever. In the nick of time. She turned up just in the nick of time. She really nearly missed the train. In the nick of time means only just in time. Over the hill. Pass it. He was a famous athlete, but now he's over the hill. He was a famous athlete, but now he's past it. They both mean too old. Has been. He was a child film star, but was already a has-been by the age of 20. Has-been means a person who is no longer famous. In a flash, at a rate of knot. Sue did her homework in a flash. Sue did her homework at a rate of notes. They both mean very quickly. And remember, they are informal, so don't put them in your essay. And next time, when you try to explain time, you have more expressions to use. And that's all for today. You're welcome to share your English learning journey on our Facebook page, Twitter account, and WeChat official account to all of 学记, and that's a wrap.